Today, the second Sunday of Easter is the day Jesus appeared to his disciples for the second time. As you have heard, when he appeared to his disciples on Easter day, Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, was not there. And now, today, he has seen and witnessed in a very powerful way. But here, when Jesus appeared to his disciples, look, you know, the word he used, peace be with you. He used the word peace. You remember when he was born in Bethlehem, the angels went and announced to the shepherd, and you know that the first song they sang was glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Peace. So he began as a prince of peace, even as it was foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament. Now he has fulfilled that mission, being the king of peace. That's why when he appeared to his disciples, he said, peace be with you. That means he came to bring that peace. You know, one day there is this story. A journalist was in Israel doing, you know, her job as a correspondent. And every day she sees this man going to the Wailing Wall where the Jewish pray. Every day, the same day, the same hour, and every day. And she was so surprised because she doesn't see that much, you know, people going to pray every day like that. So she was really, and she wanted to know why he was doing this. And one day, as he, you know, after he finished his prayer, she approached him and then asked, she introduced herself, of course, and she said, I wanted to interview you. And he said, okay, what do you want to hear? And she said, you know, I see you every day going to pray. So who are you praying for? So I said, I pray for peace. And for how long have you been doing this? He said, I've been doing this for the last 50 years. Every day, 50 years. I said, she was so surprised. Every day you pray for peace. For what peace? Peace for Christians, Jewish, and Muslims to live together. And she said, so how do you feel like praying for peace for 50 years? He said, it's like talking to the wall. Nothing, you know, he's been praying for almost 50 years, but he hasn't seen any change. Because people they have closed their hearts for peace. So peace cannot enter. And Christ was there. He told them that he's the king of peace. And then everybody, you know, the whole Jewish, they know. But they couldn't be able to respond to his offer, that offer of peace. Well, peace, the word itself, sounds like the absence of trouble, the absence of war, the absence of conflict. Well, I'm sure this is what you can also see in the dictionary. But peace in the Hebrew language is called shalom. All of you know this, shalom. In my language, it is salam. My language is very close to the Hebrew language. So salam, shalom. But the meaning is not different, but in a different way. Peace means wholeness, complete in the Hebrew. For example, the translation is like the wholeness of body or the wholeness of life. The complete life is the meaning of peace. Like in the Psalms, it says, be still or be calm and know that I am God. That means feel that peace in your heart. Then you will know that I am God. So that stillness that calmness is that what brings peace. And even in psychology, like they say, there is mind and then there is body. If there is no harmony between mind and body, then it's difficult to feel peace or to feel healthy. So that, you know, the two are interdependent, the physical and the psychological. So that is what brings peace to our body, to our mind, to ourselves. So peace also in the New Testament or in the Hebrew is also a relationship or a harmony between two parties or between two people. Here in this case is the relationship between the people of Israel and their God, which was established by the covenant of peace. Ezekiel, in his prophecy chapter 34, I think, where he says, I will make the covenant of peace with you, and I will get rid of all those wild animals, and you will live in the wilderness, and you will sleep in the forest peacefully. Oh my goodness, maybe you don't have that experience. I know I have a lot of experience traveling through the forest. It is not easy because, you know, you're surrounded by all kinds of wild animals. I don't think, you know, I can be able to, well, I have traveled a lot, but there was no time that I felt really secured because, you know, I have to look around all the time. I have to be on my guard because you never know what comes. I know what is there. But here, Christ, you know, God to the people of Israel says, you will live in the wilderness and you will sleep in the forest peacefully. That means I'm there. I'm there with you. I'll give you that peace. I'll give you that stillness. I will give you that calmness that you need so that you may be able to feel peace. And that's we see being fulfilled. Christ crucified, died, and through the resurrection, he appeared to his disciples and said, peace be with you. So today, it's a choice that he gives us. Would you like to open your heart? Then I'll give you peace. And I'll come and stay there in your heart. But, you know, like that man talking to the wall, if you close it, then it's a trouble. So it does not only mean the absence of conflict or the absence of war, which is really good, or the absence of any trouble, but peace is wholeness. By ourselves, we cannot be whole. It's only when we feel the presence of Christ. That's why Christ said, your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. That is how we feel that wholeness in us. If Christ is not in us, then I don't think it is not complete. It is not peace. So we need Christ all the time. We need Christ in our family. We need Christ in all walks of our lives to feel, to practice, and also to make meaningful that peace of Christ in our hearts. So let's make use of also this opportunity to pray. Those who have maybe, you know, got rid of Christ from their heart, that Christ may soften their hearts, especially people who have left the church. Well, we have seen on Easter Day how many people came, how many thousands and thousands of people came, so that God may still continue to open their hearts, touch their hearts, and bring them and give them peace, that they may always remember and feel the King of Peace in their hearts. Amen.